In Bloomington Normal, a minimum wage earner has to work 1.5 jobs to afford a two-bedroom apartment. That's according to a new report from Housing Action Illinois and the National Low Income Housing Coalition. The report says the average rent is about $850 a month for a two-bedroom apartment. Housing Action Policy Director Bob Palmer says a lot of people can't find that much work or aren't able to do that much. He says the Bloomington Normal figures are better than the state average. That's not saying much.
It's not great. Obviously, statewide, there's a lot of variance in housing costs. Two, I think one thing we always point out is, you know, housing costs in some place like Bloomington are lower than the highest cost places in the state. But for many people, their wages or their income is also significantly lower. So it doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't many, many people who are really struggling to afford a home.
The data for this year's report is pre-pandemic. How much is the pandemic data when it comes going to shift this picture?
Initially, it seemed like, at least in some very high-cost areas, that rents were going down because of things that were happening in the market at that time, and it was so hard for people, or impossible in many cases, for people actually to move from when they were currently living. But more recently, as things began to open up, rents are increasing in general, particularly for the lowest income households, just because the existing deficit of affordable rental housing was so significant. I think throughout the pandemic, there really hasn't been any decrease in the rental costs. And as they do every year, you know, rents at the lower end of the market continue to increase just because the competition for them is so great.
One of the impacts as we come out of the pandemic in both Bloomington Normal and Peoria is upward wage pressure due to a service sector labor shortage. We're hearing about average wages in the $14 to $15 an hour range, which is up significantly. It's still below the $16.40 and $16.50 in Peoria area, in Bloomington Normal and Peoria, that's needed to afford a two-bedroom apartment, but it seems like the gap might be narrowing. Do you think that that new wage floor is going to remain permanent?
You know, the increases in the minimum wage is certainly helping people afford housing, and even for people who are, you know, currently housed, if they were spending, let's say, 50% or 75% of their income on housing, you know, getting an increase in their minimum wage because of changes in state law or changes in the labor market, that's going to help them better afford the housing they're currently in, and they'll have more money to spend in other parts of the economy, which is overall a good thing, like, you know, buying food or spending on transportation or spending on, you know, longer term things like education. But I think there's a lot of people who don't have income from wages, or, you know, they're part-time employed or, you know, more marginally employed, and they do rely on, in total or in part, on public benefits like SSI. And the increases for, you know, someone on SSI are really extremely limited. And if that's where your income's coming from, you can't, even if you were spending 100% of your income on housing, you still can't afford the average rents.
According to the report, 35% of Bloomington Normal residents rent, and 28% of Peoria area residents are renters. If you take all of the people on SSI, all of the people, these 17 to 20% of them who are at the poverty rate or below, and then the near poverty rate, what proportion of the population really can't afford an average one or two bedroom apartment?
I believe the deficit is around 270,000 affordable and available rental units statewide for people who are in that extremely low-income category.
What are the policy options to address this shortage and the difficulties that people have in meeting rent?
In the short term, we're very concerned about so many people who have lost income during the pandemic, and so we're really focused on, you know, working with our partners and allies and, you know, state and local governments to get out those rent assistance dollars that are available through the federal government. So long term, we are focused on, for example, through the infrastructure bill that it include really significant investments to increase the supply of affordable housing, but also increase rental subsidies through the Housing Choice Voucher program that help people pay their rent in the private market and guarantee that people don't pay more than 30% of their income for housing. So we need really more robust investments from the federal government.
How does Illinois compare to other states in addressing these issues?
Well, I think in terms of the pandemic response, Illinois wound up spending far more than any other state on rent assistance. And so that helped people, you know, get through those early months.
How about what Illinois has done compared to others in terms of addressing the affordable housing shortage?
I would say, one, that the state does have some of its own funding that they commit to, like affordable housing and ending homelessness. But the vast majority of resources really come from the federal government. So I think to the extent that Illinois has been successful, it's largely due to the use of the federal government resources that come to the state of Illinois or various local governments or to the public housing authorities that exist in most every county. One promising thing is that the Illinois Housing Development Authority just put out a report/plan they're calling the Housing Blueprint. It's sort of a new initiative from them to be more proactive about how to make the best use of all the resources available. One thing they pointed out was that, you know, there needs to be more of a focus on addressing longstanding racial inequities in terms of who and who is not able to afford housing, whether it's for home ownership or rental, and then also more to address the needs of the lowest income renters. So I think that's a very promising initiative.
Bob Palmer is the policy director for Housing Action Illinois.